again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, once again here at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rookie minicamp at One Buccaneer Place. And this is Buccaneers Insider for Saturday, May 17th. Now, yesterday, on the first day of that camp, we let you hear from the Buccaneers' first two draft picks, wide receiver Mike Evans and tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins. But of the 50 players in this minicamp this weekend, roughly half are here on tryout contracts, and another dozen or so were undrafted players who were signed right after the seventh round on Saturday. One of those undrafted players the Buccaneers were very pleased to land was Texas A&M linebacker Nate Askew. He says he was surprised not to be drafted, although he thinks he does understand the reason why.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised. You know, I felt like I had a very good pro day. I feel like I got better and better every week. But at the same time, I played this position for a year. You know, yeah. I don't have much game film on me. So, I mean, I was surprised. But at the end of the day, if you think about it, it was expected. So yeah. Just as long as somebody just give me opportunity to come out here and develop me more, and I take it from there. Yeah, I try to be a sponge around Devontae. You know, he's been helping me out. I got out here last week.
Oh, really?
And, he's been helping me out, trying to learn the plays and telling me what to do, different techniques and things. So I kind of try to get under his wing and try to do what he does, trying to emulate what he does. So,
Askew is actually one of four Texas A&M players in this weekend's camp, including, of course, the first-round pick, Mike Evans. In fact, not only were Evans and Askew teammates in College Station, they shared the same wide receiver room for several years before Askew converted to linebacker last year. Evans even says that Askew was probably Texas A&M's fastest player until he put on a little more weight to play linebacker and allowed Evans to take over that title. And speaking of very fast receivers, sixth-round wide receiver Robert Heron is getting a look as a punt returner this weekend, even though that's a job he hasn't held until high school. As a receiver, Heron is getting a look in the slot as the Buccaneers planned all along, and he says he's very familiar with that role.
Well, Wyoming, I played in the slot. You know, just my senior year, I started off outside, but most of my career I played in the slot, so I feel comfortable in the slot. Well, I played receiver in high school, so I got recruited to Wyoming by Coach Arroyo or whatever. It wasn't that much depth at running back, so it was best that I go there, help the team out. So I was already used to receiver, so after that year, I just decided it was best for me to play receiver in the slot. But I feel like I'm not at a disadvantage at all just because of the things that I can do. You know, I feel like I can jump when I need to jump, so I don't feel at a disadvantage at all.
After practice, head coach Lovie Smith said that Heron had a little difficulty catching the ball on punt return on Friday, and it was a windy day, but he did a lot better in that regard on Saturday, and of course, that's the type of rapid improvement that a coach wants to see. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. As for the third day of this rookie camp, Coach Smith said that that's just going to be a walkthrough, but these young players will get to join the veterans on the field for the first few OTAs just next week.